are we dealing with the pandemic? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Trish Travis, associate professor at the Center of Gender, Sexualities, and Women's Studies Research at the University of Florida, discusses why positive thinking is popping up again during this time.
The 21st century response to the coronavirus has revealed the staying power of some 19th century ideas about the human mind. The idea that our brains could influence reality emerged in the Victorian era. Proponents of mind cure rejected the notion that suffering was an inevitable part of God's plan. Inspired by new discoveries in biology and physics, they believed in using mental energy to shape the body and personal destiny. Health, wealth, and happiness could result from visualizing and affirming that every day and every way, I am getting better and better. The result was a modern, forward-looking personality, confident and well-suited to the volatile capitalism of the Gilded Age. After World War II, Norman Vincent Peale repackaged this mind-cure spiritualism into the more secular power of positive thinking. Before it became a go-to for pandemic survival, you might have known positivity as a key to academic achievement, leadership, and success in today's entrepreneurship economy. But what's never been clear is where positivity ends and delusion begins. The first anthropologists were contemporaries of those mind cure mystics. These Victorian intellectuals scoffed at the magical thinking of primitive tribes who believed prayers and rituals could influence the course of events. Modern people didn't need magic. They had science. But even scientists could see a little value in thinking positive. As long as we lack medical and economic solutions to the coronavirus, our public discourse will continue to foreground both positive and magical thinking. Understanding their common Victorian root may help us lower our expectations for the former and maybe raise our tolerance for the latter.
That was Trish Travis of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.